Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
6 seconds to go. Comes in to Tucker. Ewing sets a screen. The shot is off. Loose ball. Ewing goes up. The basket counts.
Hello, and welcome everybody to another episode of Stricken Roll. I'm your host, Shwenko, and this is episode 59. I'm joined by our host of Strictly NFL, I think first-time guest of this pod. His name is Constantine Metrikos. You can follow him on Twitter, at Con, K-O-N, underscore, Stantine. You can give him a follow on there. Con, how are you doing on this rather dreary Monday afternoon?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I dropped off my parents and my sister at the airport, so they won't have a headache for
years. They're going to the motherland?
Oh. No. They're going to the motherland. I'd go with them.
Yeah. Not Macedonia, though. Not Macedonia.
Not Macedonia.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they won't be around. I'll be watching film on TV.
With Grandpa?
With Grandpa, yeah.
He's going to be locked in the floor room with you?
My grandpa's, weirdly enough, he's a big fan of Lamar Jackson, just like my dad.
All right. Well, before we get started, I do have to make a few announcements. The first thing that the Strickland has Instagram. Check that out. That is at the Strickland on Instagram. We're posting all kinds of new content there. The Strickland also has a YouTube channel where you may be watching this podcast. If you are and have not done so already, please hit like, subscribe to the channel, leave us a comment. That'd be a huge help to us. The Strickland also has merchandise, which you can find on our website at www.thestrick.land. There's a link that'll take you to the merchandise store, and you can find all kinds of cool stuff there. T-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, coffee mugs, water bottles, you name it, we've got it. The Strickland also has a Patreon that you can subscribe to. There are a number of different tiers. There's $6 tier that gets you access to Pod Strickland, the podcast that I host every Friday with Prez. You also get access to Takes from Obvious Bozos, our newest podcast that is hosted by Andrew Steele, a.k.a. Doug, along with Zach Blatter. And you get access to the Strickland Discord where the conversation never stops. Their further tiers is a $9 tier that gets you access to this podcast right here, Strickland Roll, my solo pod, where I rant and rave about the Knicks even more, even though we're not going to be discussing the Knicks too much today. Hopefully not. It's a painful loss yesterday. You also get access to wonderful premium articles by Matthew Moreno, one of the best in the business. And now you also get access to Strictly NFL, which, as I mentioned earlier, is hosted by Constantine Metrikos. They're for the tiers. There's a $15 tier, $30 tier, $50 tier, and $100 tier that's come with a variety of additional benefits, like listening to Podcornies, merchandise discounts, and even potentially co-hosting a podcast alongside yours truly today. Whether you choose to subscribe or not, none of this would be possible without you. And none of this would be possible without our wonderful sponsors, BetOnline. I have to pull up their thing. All right, here we go. BetOnline. Tournament is here. BetOnline is your bracket headquarters for the season with the best bracket contests out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up until the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to the BetOnline app today and get in on all the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. We've got a great new sponsor. I love betting my friends and betting them on anything sports games. Who's fast? That's what Cut allows me to do. The Cut app is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's legal in 40 plus states. Cut is customizable odds tracking capabilities and an entire social network with group chats, user profiles, and rewards. All payments, no need for Venmo. Use our promo code BELIEVENICKS, B-L-E-A-V-NICKS, for a 10% welcome deposit bonus. Don't forget that promo code again. It's BELIEVENICKS, B-L-E-A-V-NICKS. Cut, put your money where your mouth is. All right. So we're just going to do NFL stuff today because I need to distract myself after two of the most miserable, annoying Knicks losses in a while. And also because the NFL is fun and the offseason has been fun. And both the New York teams have made, you know, I think they've made some significant moves. Definitely the Jets have. And the Giants are, I mean, the Giants' more significant maneuvering is going to happen at the draft. So, Con, I guess let's start with the Jets because you've talked a little bit about the Giants. You and Tyrese did a little bit of a live stream when they signed Brian, or they traded, for Brian Burns. They gave him a contract already, right?
Yeah, we gave him a pretty hefty contract too. Five years, 150 total.
What's the guarantee on that?
I believe it was around 80 or 90. It actually was 5-142, so it was slightly under 30 a year.
So he got more guaranteed than Dexter Lawrence, right?
I think so. Yeah, because Dex's total contract was like 96. I want to say somewhere in that ballpark.
Well, I hope that Shane Joe Shane is ready to renegotiate his contract after this season, because I'm sure that that will be something that needs to take place. Who was it that got paid? There was a defensive tackle that got paid this summer, right? That reset the market.
Chris Jones.
Right? Chris Jones, and then there was somebody, the Titans guy, right?
Chris Simmons?
Yeah, I think so.
Wilkins got paid. He went to Los
Angeles. Yeah, yes, that's who it was. Not Simmons. Wilkins, yeah, he got fucking paid. We'll talk about that. But let's start with the Jets, though. Like, all right, so obviously we don't need to relive last season, even though I'm sure that, deep down inside, I would kind of like to relive last season.
No, you'd like to relive.
But let's not relive it for the Jets fans that are listening to this. It's like literally there's so many things that happened last year that are worst possible case situations. And I think that it was kind of a cop-out to just be like, well, Aaron Rodgers is out, so what the hell can we do? It feels like they are in a must-win season and they're operating as such. What have you made of, they've made a lot of big moves. So what have you made of the moves they have made? And the most recent one being they traded for Hassan Reddick this weekend.
Yeah. I think contrary to what happened last year, really everybody and their mother knew the Jets were going to tackle at 15. And it was heavily rumored that they wanted Broderick Jones, right? The guy from Georgia. So what happens? The Patriots trade back with the Steelers. Steelers jump the Jets by one pick. They nab him at 14 before the Jets pick at 15, right?
Bill Belichick really fucking hates the Jets so much. It's hilarious.
Yeah. So whether it was intentional or not, I think Joe Douglas did a great job of making sure they don't have to go down a certain route with any one pick in the draft. Whether it's interior O-line, like they signed John Simpson from Baltimore. They brought in two tackles, obviously in Tyron and Morgan Moses. They brought in Hassan Reddick. They brought in Mike Williams. So pretty much every top flight need, edge, wide receiver two, tackle spots, and your second guard spot filled out. You don't need running back. You got Breece Hall. You don't need quarterback, obviously, because you have Aaron Rodgers. Garrett Wilson's your one. Your secondary and your D-line, your linebacker core is all locked down. So they have a lot more flexibility if they want to trade up, trade down, whatever the hell they want to do. I'm sure they'll sacrifice more future picks in this draft if they find somebody they really like, or like somebody they love drops in the draft. But I think it has been a very successful free agency for Joe Douglas, and it's not something that – I say often because I haven't been in love with what he's done, like a lot of Jets fans. But I think if I'm giving a grade, I think this is a B plus, A minus offseason. There's nothing else that you really could have asked for in terms of bringing in talent that he didn't do. The only thing is, you give out a bunch of 1 year deals, you have to push money back. It's always going to affect you in the long term. And we'll see, what kind of comes of that this offseason or this coming season.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's like a lot of stuff that you kind of have to like disassociate when you're talking about the Jets. So like, I'm still pretty like critical of them because I think a lot of the decisions they're making now are a consequence of mistakes that he's made previously. And like, I'm just going to say it flat out. Like, I don't really, like, I get the Hassan Reddick move from the perspective of like, we're all in to win it this year. But like, to me, it's like, I feel like the amount of capital that's been invested into their defensive line, like, yes, it's good. And not, they're not like some unique team or they're not, flying against the grain here in terms of like investing a lot in the defensive line, right? That's like a thing that many teams in the NFL feel is one of the most, important pieces of building a successful team. But like when you draft Will McDonald last summer or last year in the first round, and I think, at the time everybody was kind of like, well, this seems not at all like what they, it's, he's a talent, but like, is he really what they needed? And I, if I remember correctly, he was even seen as a reach at 15 when they picked him. And I look, I don't really care that I don't know enough about the draft to feel like, oh my God, that was a huge reach. I don't really know. I'm just saying what the conventional wisdom was at the time. He got a bunch of DNPs basically last year, right? Like he was, didn't make a lot of game day team, squads and whatever, healthy scratch effectively in a lot of them. And then now you bring in Hassan Reddick and like, look, I get it. They're going to rotate and they've done a good job of this. And a lot of NFL teams do this now where you rotate your defensive line players a ton. So I'm sure McDonald will be in the rotation this year. It just feels like, it just feels like you're paying a premium to get Reddick. And I understand the comp picks thing and, you know, oh, it's not going to be that much, but you're going to, I mean, if they're not giving him like a new contract, then it's kind of even more, it's what you're talking about, where it's like for the 1 year you definitely have him, there's no question Hassan Reddick makes your team better. But like, it just feels like if they don't make an AFC championship game at minimum this year, then it's been kind of a failure, because the way they're operating is like, this is very, and they have not traded out future draft picks the way that the Rams did. But this feels very much like that Rams team when they did win the Super Bowl, where you kind of knew, like when they traded for Von Miller and stuff at the deadline, you're like, all right, so they have to fucking win this year. Like they just have to fucking win this year. And that's how it feels with the Jets. But yeah, look, like on paper, there's no question. You know, Tyron Smith, when healthy, he's a stud, just like OG Anunoby when he's healthy. But so he unquestionably strengthens. I mean, would you say that left tackle was the weakest part of their offensive line last year?
Yeah, I mean, I think both tackle spots were kind of equally bad.
And you get Morgan Moses from Baltimore, who's been with the Jets before, so like he kind of has that chemistry or that understanding with the coaching staff and everything. You get that. Obviously, I think, I mean, I thought, what's his name? The center, the rookie center, the guy you love. Tippmann. Yeah. I thought he looked good last year. Mm-hmm. The big question for me is, one, obviously Tyron Smith's health. And then, you know, Elijah Vera Tucker is a stud when he's healthy. I didn't really worry at all after he had that, whatever it was, triceps. Or whatever his first year. Because that's just like, whatever. You know, it's a freak injury, and it's usually not something that's like going to recur. Right? It's not a recurring thing. But last year, he ruptures his Achilles, which for a guy who I think like power and his ability to just, he's so agile, right? He can play so many different.
Great in space, great pulling and that stuff.
And so I worry about that. And then, you know, look, the one thing I think you do genuinely, and I mean this very genuinely, like you have to give them credit for this offseason because it was the thing that they completely fucked up last year. Signing Tyrod Taylor, just getting a good, competent backup quarterback is huge. And I know Tyrod's had durability issues like last few times. He's been pressed into extended kind of games, but when he's right, I mean, he's arguably the best backup. I think he might be the best backup quarterback in the NFL.
I think he's a top 32 quarterback in the league. Like, if you took out injury, age, contract, all that stuff, I think he finds his way as a starter on some team.
So, are you saying that he's better than Drew Lock?
I mean, I think the contract reflects that too. like honestly, so yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think. Honestly, I think the Giants are kind of, to me, like, we'll talk about the Giants, but that signing Drew Lock to me feels a lot like we're drafting a quarterback in the first round. We'll talk about that. But to stick with the Jets, like, so I think it's, and this is where, like, I'm very critical of Joe Douglas because, one, I don't understand this, like, insane level of fawning he gets where it's like, oh my God, you all doubted Joe Douglas. I'm like, well, yeah, I'm gonna fucking keep doubting the guy until they win fucking football games at a high clip. Because this is his fifth year or sixth year, really, but fifth actual offseason that he's had. Mm-hmm. And like they haven't played a meaningful game in December at all.
Have they played one in November?
Maybe. No, they did. Like, the last couple of years, they've kind of been in that mix where you could see them making a wild card, potentially. Sure.
Yeah.
But, like, to me, it's just, I don't know. I don't understand. But divorcing the kind of, like, long-term mistakes and fuck-ups that I think he's made going back, if I just look at this offseason, I agree with you. I think it's kind of unequivocal to say that he has done as good a job as you could have expected. And we can kind of shift into draft stuff, but like, I think it's fair to say that he's now positioned them to, like, they're in a really good place heading into the draft.
Yeah.
So that's huge for them.